All right, I am recording my AMA answers again. Because as we all know, probably by now, my computer and Soundgasm fucking hate each other. So, let's do this. And then a while back, I posted an AMA thing just on my personal subreddit, and it only got one comment. It only got one question, and it's basically, yeah, it's not on this list of questions that Backstage got. And I'm very surprised about that because I thought it would be. Wow, I've rambled. I have rambled so much. So, the way I'm gonna do this is I'm gonna answer them right now, and then I am going to leave to do things, and I am going to play my original audio off of my computer and record that. Okay, so I guess the one question from my own subreddit gets first because I want to close the tab. All right, so it is, what made me want to start doing audios and how do I prepare to record? All right, so, wow, 2 minutes in and I'm just now answering the first question. I'm a genius! I don't have a good answer for that because I don't really prepare at all when I record. So there is that. Except maybe if I give a script a once over, or if it's an original and I have an idea in my head, then I do that. And I record it like that. Or, like, if it's original or I've read the script and it implies or requires, in the case of the knife thrower one, which, ooh, still probably one of my favorite scripts. If it requires sound effects, I will figure out ways to make those noises and whatnot with my mouth or hands. The knife thrower, knife being thrown, is literally just me karate chopping my hand. I know it sounds crappy, but it's my style. And I really just. I don't know. I'll get into it later. And I don't know. I legitimately I wanted to start doing audios because I want to be a voice actress. And I thought, well, fuck it. What's a better way to break into this than the world of free audio porn online? No, seriously though, that was my basic thought process for that. And I thought I could get friends out of it, and I have thus far. So, besides, I know there are scripts that are out there that have never been recorded by anyone ever. And it makes me a little sad inside because the way I see it, no one deserves to not, like, no one deserves to not experience a feeling. Like, to not experience happiness. The ultimate happiness, sort of, which is an orgasm. But no one. It really just comes down to me wanting to be able to feel satisfied that there's a recording of every single script ever out there somewhere. Which is why, if I see one has a lot of fills, I might not do it, but I might. So thank you, you magical girl. Or, not magical, sorry. Magic underscore girl for that question. Well, those two questions, I guess. Okay, now on to the actual AMA ones. my favorite audios to listen to. I wonder how this will differ from what I'm going to play back. But my favorite audios. Well, if you look at my. I titled it The Godly Trio for some odd reason. I can't quite remember. But if you look at the request that I made recently on Gone Wild, that is Percy Jackson and the Olympians themed, then you will see the sort of. I don't know. It is what I. It is as extreme in kinks and stuff as I thought those characters would go, but I don't know. I did not realize, but I am a bit of a fan of tentacle stuff. Or tails, or, 'cause on my Ruby request a while back, I think I said that, I think I said something about Sun Wukong's tail. For those of you who don't know, he's a very energetic blonde with blue eyes, he's shirtless, he's kind of a dork, and completely, like, full of himself. He's a cool character, but he has a monkey tail. And that tail could be used for a variety of things, such as, I think it's long enough to maybe do a little choking. But I don't know. The sort of. My favorite audios to listen to are influenced heavily by the fact that I was stalked when I was 12, which is how I found this world in the first place. More on that later, if there's a question about that. I think there is. All-time favorite movie and TV show? Fuck, I don't know! I am going to limit it to Disney movies because I cannot choose an all-time favorite movie. Actually, no. Favorite Disney movie is and when I say Disney, I mean like classic animated Disney. Favorite Disney movie? The Black Cauldron. Hands down. I fucking love that thing, and I lost my disc of it, and I'm so fucking pissed at myself. And TV show. I don't know really. I don't know really what my favorite TV show is. Because if you're talking anime, then it is definitely going to fall somewhere around Ruby or Psycho Pass, which is, it's this dystopian thing, it's great, just watch it. But I also really love Slasher. It's a Netflix original thing. Sorry to those of you who don't have Netflix. I like horror. Horror is fun. And as for my all-time favorite live-action movie ever, and I'm fairly set on this, I don't think it'll change. I present to you From Dusk Till Dawn. Because I love the more snake-like vampire idea. I may like vampires and biting a lot more than I should. But any time period. Fuck, I had like the perfect answer to this. Like last week when I originally recorded this. And now I can't remember for my life what it is. Ancient Greece. Because of my religion. I am a Hellenistic pagan and I'm not afraid to show it. My patron is Poseidon. And for those of you who don't know, a Hellenistic pagan, basically, I can't really explain it. I can't explain it good. But basically, what happens is that, like, I can't. Like, if someone can explain it better than I can, please do in the comments. And as for why I identify with that as my religion, my actual theory on religion is, like, way too complex for most people to actually understand. So I just go with the gods and goddesses of Olympus, ancient Greek era style. I blame my mom for giving me a copy of The Monster in the Maze, which is legitimately just the tale of Theseus and the Minotaur, before I was handed a Bible. I'm not sure if that's true, but I'm pretty sure it is. So yeah, ancient Greeks, because I would love to see, like, the Temple of Poseidon, the Parthenon, all of that stuff in its full, colorful glory and whatnot, because, it would be fun. It would be fun, and nothing I would do there would affect the future, because if it did, then there's a chance that a paradox would open, and, I would never go there in the first place to do that thing that would make the paradox happen. So, there's that. Yeah. Ancient Greece. Definitely. Favorite nut? I looked this up last week. Oh, thank you, Gabriel Kane. One, thanks my friend for those questions. They were fun to answer. And they helped me sort of figure out exactly what my favorite TV show was last week. So thanks. But favorite nut. I looked this up for you, utility geek. You better be happy. Peanut. No, not peanut. Why? I was reading. I read the word peanut. You typed peanut and I read peanut. Pistachio is my favorite type of nut. I like them. I don't really know why. And, no, I am not a fan of Squirtle. Squirtle. Squirtle! It's a Squirtle squirrel! It's a Squirtle. Squirtle, Squirtle. 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 I can't do a Squirtle voice. I'm so sorry. Squirtle. 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 No, I am definitely not a fan of Squirtle. Squirrel Girl! Also, I have no idea what qualifies me as Queen of the Earth. Unless you happen to be from my Discord, for my Ruby fandub that I'm in. But I'm not quite sure you are. In fact, I'm pretty sure you're not. So, I don't know. People were teasing me on Discord about my username being Squirrelfeed, so I was just like, well, you guys are giving yourselves titles? I'm just, bam, Miss Fall, Lord of the Wilderness. Because, like, goddess or a more feminine version wouldn't fit. And soundtrack. I love soundtrack because literally it can be Beethoven or it can be like Nine Inch Nails. And it's such a diverse genre, and it includes all show tunes, and I'm an actress. And I can sing, so soundtrack. So thanks again, Utility Geek. And thank you for making me do research. Bad Vila, Vela, Vila. I don't know how to say the lad's thing. I'm gonna say Bad Vela. So, if I can be anyone else for a day, who would I be and why? Okay, I pondered this for like 30 damn minutes last week. I would either be Logan Learman or Vic Mignogna. Because whichever one, I don't know if you know, but I'm a huge Percy Jackson fan, and I did watch the movies, and I'm just not gonna go down that rabbit hole right now. But Logan Learman is one of my favorite actors. And, like, he's Jewish, he's really adorable. And I could dick around as him. Like, I honestly feel, though, that he's the type of guy who I could walk up to my body as, like, in his body. Because presumably the way that switch would work is he would be in mine. And I could eventually pester him enough and get him to wear down enough. Or, like, he seems nice, so if I explained what happened, and then I asked him if he wanted to literally fuck himself. I'm so selfish with this question answer. I would be Logan Learman, so I could walk to myself, like, to my body, and then have sex with myself as Logan Learman, so that the next day I could wake up and say I had sex with Logan Learman. Or maybe just a pillow fight. I don't fucking know. If I could only eat one thing for the rest of my life, what'd it be? Pizza, because you can make anything into a pizza if you try hard enough. What is my favorite restaurant? Traveling along the pizza line of thought, Red Oven Pizza Bakery in Orlando, Florida, in City Walk for Universal Studios Orlando Resort, because it is basically Subway, but for pizza. Pikachu's you! Okay, would I rather travel across a country by plane, train, automobile, or something more peculiar? Honestly, I would horseback. I love horses, they like me. Honestly, though, like, if I could, I would totally ride around the country on a freaking dragon. I love dragons too much for my own good. But yeah, horse, realistically. Invisible for a day. Well, I'm a bit selfish, more than a bit. I'd probably go, I would go and I would slap my ex. No, I wouldn't. I have nothing against him other than that he's a douche who used me. But no, No, if I was invisible, I would go full on Kingdom Keepers and, like, stay over the night in Walt Disney World. Yeah. Or Universal, because I would want to see it alone, like, at night. But Disney World, because Horror Nights exists for Universal, and it. There are areas when you're fairly alone aside the characters. Best meal I've ever had. Pizza! Because pizza. If I could tell my 10-year-old self anything, what would it be? From Miss Sweetie. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I had such a good answer to this last time, which you're gonna hear in like a little bit. But yeah, I don't know. Sorry. All right, passin' fancy. Thank you for liking my dog audio. Honestly, in that audio, I would assume that I was a chihuahua. But if I were a dog, what kind of dog would I be? I did a test about this last week, but I'm fairly sure I would be a wolf. Because wolves are types of dogs, and they're loyal as fuck. And loyalty is my fatal flaw. More of a kraken or a dog type. Gonna go ahead and assume that you mean from my kraken audio, and that girl's tentacles would turn into legs out of water, so I'm gonna have to say Kraken for ease of travel. Yes, I know my recordings are very frantic or frenetic, or I still can't say that word. Coffee, Coke, or a line? Neither, honestly. Thin Mints and Glacier Freeze Gatorade. But usually not either of those. It's just me because usually I'm tired when I record. It's sort of a thing that helps me get worries off my chest and stuff. voice changer effect for my multi-performer intended collabs with myself. No, I haven't, and this gets back to one of the things I was saying at the beginning. I don't like editing audios for Gone Wild because it, at least for me, I would love to be able to sort of nitpick a little, like in a, I don't know, it just, I want to be able to, I had good answer for this last time. And the answer for this question and the next one are basically the same, which are, it's no. Simply, for this time round, it's no. And speaking of the next question, it is, have you considered a voice changer to adapt yourself to a different kind of dog, answer dependent on first question, in order to do a collaboration of one of the many fine scripts out there from Dog View? No, I haven't considered a voice changer for that either. And I need to go find those dog scripts now. Because that dog script was very, very fun to record. Speaking of which, I'm fairly sure that the answer to Pess and Fancy's first question, if I were a dog, what type would I be? I'm fairly sure the quiz said, like, Rottweiler or something. I could see myself as a Chihuahua though, because I'm tiny and very fucking passive aggressive. If I could be any type of dog, what kind of dog would I be? Wolf. Wolf. Definitely wolf. Or coyote. But probably wolf. Or a chihuahua, because I'm, you know. All right, now I'm gonna set this up. Let me just unmute. Actually, can I? Let's see if this works. It might be a lot louder, by the way. Okay, is it not picking it up? Okay, no, that will not work. Let me, are there settings? Okay. Sorry, I'm messing with. The audio of. Okay, we might be getting blasted by sound. If I unplug this, will it go? Settings. Okay, what is up? Because I want to get you guys the original answers. Oh, do I have to change it in this thing? Oh, do I have to change it in this thing? Sound manager. Okay, let me see. Now that my. Yeah, I can't tell which chord is which. Volume mixer. Let's see. Okay. Okay, we might be getting blasted with noise fairly soon. I mean, let me close that and open it again. Okay, that's not going to work. So, I am gonna find out where the mic is on this. And then I am going to set one of the cups of my headphone over it and see if it does anything. When I do that, and of course, I've gotta plug my headset in again. That did. Nothing. Let us try switching this headphone splitter. Okay, what are my favorite audios to listen to? Well, that's a loaded question there. It doesn't seem to want to work.
I don't want to name anyone. I don't want to call anyone out by name.
All right, there we go. I can hear it going. Awful. I can see the mic giving feedback.
Personally, because of something that happened in my past,
Sorry if it got uber loud.
Very much inclined towards the kinkier things. The rape play in particular is one of my favorites, but I also like the kidnapping stuff. I don't know what to say. So this is rape play, darker stuff. I definitely like darker things. If anyone here remembers the first ever, I think it was the first ever audio that I actually did, the knife thrower one. I really like scenarios like that. And I don't know. All-time favorite movie and TV show. That is hard, because what are we qualifying as a TV show? I do know my all-time favorite movie, at least my all-time favorite Disney movie. I'm not sure about overall all-time favorite, but that honor would probably have to go to From Dusk Till Dawn. But the one that I am going to actually say is The Black Cauldron, because it's charming, it's cute, it's adorable, and it's Disney, and I love Disney. So The Black Cauldron gets that award for these purposes. If I could time travel to any period, and why would I? I would do ancient Greece, because I am kind of religious, kind of not. My views on that are very, very hard to explain to actually anyone. So I'll just go ahead and say that Hellenistic pagan. But yeah, I would love to see the temples in all their glory. Oh, can you imagine the Parthenon? Oh, it'd be gorgeous. So yeah, that's that person's questions done with. Okay. Favorite nut. I have to look up if there are actually nuts. Because I don't know for sure. Damn it, is this not a nut? Is it not a nut? No, it's not a nut. Okay, oh, damn. I was gonna say pistachios, because I love them. Speaking of which, let me get more into you, bag. Okay, so pissed, they're not nuts. So pissed that, I don't know my favorite type of nut, technically. So I will continue to say pistachio, because they're tasty. I like them. A fan of what is this? Squirrelern? Never heard of it, but I'm about to see what it is. There are some very concerning images on image search of this. I'm just gonna not with that. No, I'm not a fan now that I know what it is. I am not a fan. Then again, my search history has been, it has had questionable results before. Who the fuck am I kidding? It's, this file is Forgotten Wild. It fan art porn. Percy Jason Nico. Ow. Ow. I think I clamped on that one shell. You? Queen of Earth. I don't. I feel like that's a reference. What qualifies me as Queen of Earth? Okay, nothing qualifies me as Queen of Earth. I mean, you might be from my fan dub, in which case, my username here, but the, not gonna talk more about the fan dub because Reddit. And advertising and all of that stuff. What kinds of music do I prefer? That's a good question. Because I like what I like. Usually though, by technicalities, it falls into the soundtrack genre. Although technically I really like Set It Off and the other one. What is the other one? Why can't I remember its damn name? All Time Low. Set It Off, All Time Low, All American Rejects. But I really like soundtracks because it can be like anything. All you gotta do is slap it in something and boom, it's soundtrack. And it makes me kind of happy because technically, Light 'em Up or whatever. Yeah, I think it's Light 'em Up. I don't know why I chose to see the second Percy Jackson movie, Percy Jackson and the Sea of Monsters, but I did, and it's way better than the first. But I don't know. I just I'm back. Don't
I don't
mind typing
forget what
or
I said.
clicking noises.
But yeah, soundtrack. Okay.
anyone else for a day.
As quiet as possible, though.
Wow, that... that looks good. I'm not really sure. Although, admittedly, I kind of would like to spend a day in Vic Mignogna's shoes. Mignogna. I'm gonna say it Mignogna. That's probably not right. He's Edward Elric in the English Full Metal Alchemist. And he also happens to be Crow Bronwyn in Ruby, which is a show I am kind of obsessed with. But yeah, it'd probably be Vic, like Vic Mignogna, or Logan Learman, or Rick Riordan, because they are all amazing people. And they've changed lives. And that way I could go up to my, literally, one of my best friends, two actually, of my best friends are obsessed with, like, Full Metal Alchemist. So if I was Vic, I could just go up to them and I could go up to my boyfriend and, like, kiss him as Vic Mignogna, as Edward Elric. And it'd be super weird and super awkward, but he'd probably fangirl for the rest of his life. And that's a lot of joy. I mean, either that or if he'd let me, I'd try pegging him as Vic. My reasoning for Logan Learman is... legit, he's hot. I could have sex with myself. I'm not gonna lie, my reasoning is shallow here, guys. I could have sex with myself if I was Logan. Plus, like, assuming that I was in Logan's body, he'd be in mine, and I could go up to him and be like, hey, you wanna fuck yourself? Literally. Yeah. Okay. And Rick is literally just too... I don't know. Because I'd feel bad if I was snooping. But it honestly... probably literally to contact a dungeon master or something. To release fan art of adult Percy without armor on. Well, not really fan art, I guess, because I'd be Rick. But, you know, to get better art of all the characters, because I love the style, but I really wish Percy was, like, in a swimsuit or something when he was older in the art, because I'd love it. Okay, one thing for the rest of my life. Oh god, I don't know, honestly. Wait, yes I do. Pizza. Because I can put anything on pizza and still have it be a pizza. You know? I would just have to eat whatever I eat in pizza form. Granted, I would probably have to give up ramen, but that's a small price to pay, you know? Let me grab some of my drink. Granted, it looks like cyanide. It's not. But the blue color is literally the same as cyanide. I know because my ex showed me a bottle of cyanide that he made. It's like Just imagine the verified for male blue, but like more translucent and more watery. And you'd have the color of the cyanide my ex showed me. Beautiful. Beautiful, deadly, beautiful. Often go together, apparently. Favorite restaurant? Oh, I'm torn. I. In the world? Or in the US? Or. I don't know. I might have to get back to you on that person who asked. I will come back to that question. Favorite restaurant? If I don't, you guys can totally gang yell at me. Hello there. Other asker person. So, would I rather travel across the country by plane, train, automobile, or something more peculiar? Honestly, I would love to do it by boat, but there's not enough water to do that. Unless you're talking Italy, but I'm going to go ahead and just I'm gonna go ahead and assume that this country is the US because that's where I am. Horseback. Horseback, probably. Horseback is like, I love horses. And yeah, it'd take longer, but I could see more and do more. And this is assuming that the horse couldn't die. This is assuming that the horse is the equivalent of Shadowmere from Skyrim. Okay? If I was invisible for a day, where would I go and what would I do? Well, I'm not sure. Honestly, I think I might just pull a prank on my. No. I would love to just be invisible and go to Broadway, and I'm assuming everything I touch turn invi like anything I'm wearing turns invisible too. So I would love to go to Broadway and just I don't know. I don't know, honestly, just like actually, no. If I were invisible for a day, 24 hours, I would go to Disney World. I would just go to Disney World and stay there until, like, I would mess with them. I would stay there and move things around on cameras. And as much as I like Disney World, as much as I like Disney, I want to see what the entirety of Disney World is like after dark. You know, I also want to try that with Universal Studios Florida. But that's a more minor thing than being. I would love to be invisible in goddamn Walt Disney World. the best meal I've ever had. I'm gonna get back to that one as well. Well, I mean, obviously it's a pizza. Pizza and Red Oven Pizza Bakery for the favorite restaurant thing. Because I chose pizza as the one food I'd only eat for the rest of my life. So, yeah, Red Oven is basically Subway, but pizza. And it's awesome. But yeah, best meal going along with my Red Oven logic, it's pizza. Just some sort of pizza. I am going to put bologna on the pizza that I'm going to be getting in like an hour or something, just to see what it tastes like. I don't know. I love pizza. If I could tell my 10-year-old self anything, what would it be? Don't go on the internet. It's no, the thing is, for me to get here and be able to do what I did, I legitimately cannot remember anything. No, I remember like one thing from when I was 10, but it wouldn't matter because if it changed me in any way, it would create a paradox. And I would have to figure out how, as a 10-year-old, if I registered any information that I told myself, I'd have to figure out how to, later in my life, time travel back in time to that specific moment and tell myself the same exact thing, however many years later. But no. If I could tell my 10-year-old self anything, it would be, probably don't go out with the school bully. Because I had a thing when I was 10. I had a thing with this kid at school who was horrible. Like, absolute total douchebag. And again, well, not again, really, but excuse me for my language and wording choice. It's how I naturally am. And I'm not gonna change it for the internet. So, buckle up or boot out. Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you for liking the dog audio. If I was a dog, I can actually solve this fairly quickly. What type of dog are you? Well, I mean, technically wolves count as dogs. So, I think that I would be a I'm gonna ramble while I do this. So, pick a color I'm going with. Yeah, that there's no brown. Basically, I don't know what type of dog I'd be. I think I would be a wolf, though. Like, I full on 100% think that if I was a dog, I would be a wolf or a coyote, because my spirit animal is a coyote. And I know that sounds stupid, but it sounds less stupid once you realize I have Native American ancestry, so I'm like, I kind of feel like I should know that stuff. But I think I would be definitely a coyote or a what the hell is it called? Why is this being so difficult? Timberwolf. Coyote or Timberwolf? One of the two, probably. But we're gonna see what this, we're gonna see what this, honestly, out of we're gonna see what this quiz says, and I'm on like a question that's what kind of exercise do you prefer? Yoga, throwing a ball around, sprints, whatever the hottest new trend is, ha. Getting excited, then running in circles, sex, opening the door for delivery, I'm a gym rat. Honestly, I feel like sex would be the most enjoyable out of all those. Author, okay. J.K. Rowling is. I'm gonna look these guys up and see if I know anyone. Albert Camus. Okay, French philosopher. Nope. Do not. Has. I don't know. Oh, nope, not that one. Nicholas Sparks. I've heard that name before. Okay, not him. Tony Morrison. I know this guy. I don't know the books. Based off of my knowledge that I currently have, because it'd take a while to research all these names. I mean, out of these, I'm a Slytherin. I'm a Slytherin for life. Like, the Pottermore test said so. That's not just me being Slytherin-y and full of myself. I'm not gonna dignify that question. Number one, pet peeve. Honestly, what? I really just, I don't like people. I can get along with all of these options fair and well enough. So there's one here called having pet peeves. I'm just choosing that. How would my friends describe me? Oh, gods. Well, loyalty is my fatal flaw, and the quiz says that I would be a corgi. The quiz says I would be a goddamn corgi. Oh, why? I don't know. It's a quiz. It doesn't mean anything. I don't know. But yeah, apparently I'd be a corgi. Wow, that took like 10 minutes to answer or something. So, do I feel like I'm more of a crack? Shit. Do I feel like I'm more of a kraken or a dog type of person? Honestly, kraken because water. I am not good at defending my position on this, so Poseidon, damn you, I will, I'm going with kraken because I love dogs. I love wolves specifically. But there's more freedom you have when you're a kraken. And you're also big and scary half the time. So, yeah. Okay. Frenetic. Yes, I agree that my recordings are very frenetic. Honestly, I don't drink coffee. I definitely don't drink or do coke, and I've never done drugs, and I never intend to. That's just me half the time, and I mean, yeah, if you've only listened to the if you've only listened to the dog and kraken audio, then definitely they're gonna be frenetic as all fuck. My drug of choice at the moment, actually, to help cure my sicknesses and illnesses and help with my throat when my voice gets lost, is Glacier Freeze Gatorade. Not sponsored. Oh, I wish I was sponsored, but not sponsored in any way, shape, or form because I don't know. It tastes better than grape, which tastes like a Jolly Rancher had a baby with cough syrup, but it tastes way better than that. And it's like, I don't know. My natural energy comes from within, and half of the time when I'm recording, I'm actually tired. So, like, I do recordings to try to energize myself sometimes. And the dog one was one of those, and so was the Kraken one because I was feeling like shit that day. So, yeah. I needed to pick me up, and recording stuff makes me feel good. So, yeah, no drugs, just tiredness, I guess. Tiredness. That's a word, right? Yeah, that's a word. That's a word. Have I considered a voice changer effect for my multi-performer collabs with myself? No, I haven't, and I probably never will. And hear me out, there's a reason for this. I'm not full of myself. Well, I kind of am, but I'm not full of myself. My reasoning behind no voice changers and not editing and stuff is like, I want to test myself. I'm trying to be a voice actress, and I need to know my range. It's that simple. And I know my range is already fairly varied, but I want to see what I'm best at. And, honestly, why not just switching? Switching voices, it's also really fun for me to do that. Especially because it's all in one take, because I want you guys to see whatever minor fuck-ups might happen, because they're cute. It makes it feel more real and leads to me. Sorry, like that. Voice changer, adapt myself to a different kind of dog. In order to do a collab of a dog script. I will agree with you that they are amazing and they should be more present often because they're funny, they've got humor, and honestly, some of them are sexy. But no, I haven't considered a voice changer because I don't know. Same reason as my base morals when it comes to recording, I guess. Just unedited, best take, all in one take. Like that stuff. It makes it more fun for me. That way I know for a fact I won't be like anyone else. So part of it is feeding my ego, but that's only a tiny part. If I could be any type of dog, what type of dog would I be? Well, are we including mythological dogs here? Because, if we're including mythological dogs, well, I don't know. I would love. If we're including mythological dogs, and we're not just talking about the furry things that woof woof with four legs, usually, I would be a goddamn dragon because in a universe, I know that there are dragons that get treated like dogs. And I know they're powerful, and I like dragons. but no, in all seriousness, if I could be any sort of dog, I'd be probably a Mexican timber wolf I don't know, Mexican timber wolf or possibly a German shepherd. Because they're beautiful. Or, I mean, if someone made a Kelpie but in a dog form, yes, that is what I'd be. And, wow, was that all of the questions? That felt like it went by so fast. Okay, it's been nearly 40 minutes. I guess time flies when you're having fun. Let me see if any of my friends have any, like, my actual. I don't want to be friends with all you guys, but let me. I know this should be ended by now, but random question generator. Because why not? Okay, that page does nothing. So let's do this. 1, Let's see, how many questions were there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, so I'll just hit the random button 20 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, the question. Okay, that's a weird question. Here we go. Here's a good one. When I was younger, what did I want to be when I grew up? Well, I wanted to be an Imagineer for Disney, like the people that make the rides and stuff. Yeah, you got a bonus question. If you listen to this point, thank you. I am. And thank you. And now for thanks for the questions because I feel like it. Thank you, Passin' Fancy, Miss Sweetie. I Pikachu's you. I love that username, by the way. Banvila, Utility Geek, and Gabriel Kane one. Because I don't know. Sorry about wrestling. I am opening Thin Mints. I mean, they could stand in for NRG, I suppose. Yum. This is a bad idea because I've probably got a pizza waiting. Okay, this is a very bad idea, but because I don't feel like stopping the recording yet. Thin Mint and Gatorade. That was the worst idea ever. And I guess I really didn't, answer what type of nut is my favorite. Cashews are nuts! I am very happy. Cashews are nuts. So thank you for that question. I believe Utility Geek. Let me make sure. Yeah, Utility Geek. Thank you for that question because it helped me learn more about nuts. And I'm a squirrel, so nuts are awesome. Except I like pizza more. No! Okay, I'm gonna go before I dry out my mouth from talking and decide to take another swig of that Gatorade, because I still have Thin Mints in my mouth. I will. Let me put up the pistachios. But yeah, thanks for listening if you made it this far. And bye. All right, now I have to figure out how to stop this thing. Bye. Okay, so that was
The end of the recording that I did. Let me put my headphones back together. Well, that earphone got very, very hot. Wow, this is very, very long. So I came back from what I was doing right about the time when, sorry about that clatter, by the way, my phone dropped. But I came back from what I was doing right about the time when I screamed, "Cashews are nuts." So that was what I heard, and I bit my tongue trying not to laugh. Let me, let me just think of a good question to ask myself, because I want to ask myself anything. Let's see. Oh, right. How would I describe my D&D character? Let me just type that. How okay. I got a response, like immediately. Except no, I didn't because I just did the typing for effect. I am going to go ahead and say that my Dungeons and Dragons character, by the name of Frovos Arceus, is a mix of Star Lord, Han Solo, and fuck, I know there was another one. Because originally it was just Han Solo. Ah, let me go to my friend. Oh, all right. Basically, Frovos a mix of, like, I took Dean Winchester from Supernatural, Han Solo from Star Wars, and Star Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy, and shoved them into a druid. All of them just into a druid, because I'm a druid. The party needed a druid, so I'm a druid. Anyway, I need sleep now. So I am going to, I'm gonna finish what I was doing here. And I'll see if this will upload. Bye.